Yet another UKIP candidate has caused controversy on social media. John Withall, the candidate standing in the Armley ward of Leeds, has listed Nazi war criminals, among others, on his list of inspirational people on Facebook. Mr. Withall has now removed his Facebook page, and I spoke with him earlier to hear his side of the story. It's attracted a lot of attention from anti-fascist groups. What do you have to say against that?
Okay, right. This is a prepared statement that I've done in agreement with my local party chairman. And I quote, as a person who studied military history at the University of Leeds and has an interest in political events through the last two centuries, I have in the Facebook sense, and I stress it the Facebook sense, in inverted commas, liked a number of people who have made large contributions, good or bad, to recent history or military campaigns. In all, there were 45 of these people, ranging from the three that were targeted by Hope Not Hate, stroke the Mirror Trinity Group, who funds them, to Winston Churchill, George Washington, Tony Benn, the late John Smith, and the late Tony Benn as well, Montgomery, Clement Attlee, and Mahatma Gandhi. But of course, these others were not mentioned by Hope Not Hate. All detail was taken without my permission or prior knowledge. This is commonly termed as trolling. I feel that put into context with all the other figures that I liked, any reasonable person would have drawn the conclusion that I was a keen historian and not a raging fascist that some are trying to portray.
Looking at it in hindsight, do you wish that you hadn't have put that up on your Facebook page?
No, because it was a private Facebook page, OK? And, you know, I don't take kindly to people invading my privacy. The people who know me very, very well, and there are a lot of people out there that know me very, very well, know that there isn't an ounce of admiration or liking for the regime of the Third Reich between 1933 and 1945. Do you really think that somebody who grew up in the city of Hull, where the bomb sites were still very much apparent, has any liking for somebody who tried to destroy our way of life and being? I don't. Unfortunately, this has been taken completely out of context, has been blown out of all proportion. If any of my accusers would be manly enough to come and sit down and speak with me, they would get a completely different perception of the one that they are peddling. Not only of me, but also of the other people within UKIP that they are slurring. I'm maybe 2% politician. The rest of the time, I'm just an ordinary working guy. I am very, very deeply offended as an individual. My wife is in bits about it. My son is, of course, is oblivious because he's too young yet to understand the implications of having your name dragged through the mud. I'm an ordinary working guy. I may be a well-educated working guy, but nonetheless, I still have to work for a living. I am not a full-time politician. I am not in the pay of UKIP, nor am I ever likely to be unless I become an MP. If people are trying to portray me as some sort of neo-Nazi, I think they're going to be sadly disappointed.
And let's think before the Facebook headlines. How do you think you stand in that race for a council seat?
Well, I think it's still on. I don't think there's any reason in backing down now. I'm certainly not going to, because that would hand them a very easy victory. You know, I am an ex-soldier, so what's one of the things that soldiers do? They fight. I think this nasty slur, you know, disproven as I hope I have now made the case, will indeed make people feel a little less edgy about voting for UKIP, and indeed for me as an individual.